Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says the Heber Valley faces tremendous growth pressures that affect transportation, air quality, and development. He says many who live in Wasatch County work elsewhere.
I've been working with Mountainland Association of Government, and we're going to put together over this next few months some transit and transportation ideas. And yes, we're actually having conversations and trying to look at all the different scenarios of how that may work. It would include potential transit to lower valleys because our access to Utah Valley is fairly significant as well as Salt Lake Valley and Park City. So we'll be looking at all those different scenarios and try to determine where our needs are now, where our future needs may be, and where the concerns are.
The County Health Department has three air quality monitoring sites, which can be accessed through their website. Davis says they don't have problems currently, but with the expected growth, they're watching it carefully. Extel Development has revealed plans for the Jordanelle Special Planning Area, which is the Mayflower development south of Deer Valley.
They presented to the JSPA. They also did present to many of the council members in another meeting, and they did also present to the local Chamber of Commerce before that. So they've been out there into the community trying to let the community know what they're looking at. They are just in the preliminary planning stages, so the county hasn't seen anything, no applications or anything like that yet.
Extel has not submitted their engineering and feasibility plans to the county. Davis says there's a lot of detail still missing. He says with 4,000 more units projected, he will have to add to his planning staff. He's budgeted for two more people for this year.
The density that's there is simply a potential density. They have to come in with their overall preliminary plan, which will show the feasibility. In other words, working with the grades, the mountains, the roads, system, all of the infrastructure systems, that they will actually work and work together in that whole area. So they'll be going through that process for the next several months.
He says there is a host of planning coordination that needs to happen.
As we go through our development review process and working with the school district, as well as all the other service providers, emergency service providers and everything else, to make sure we're going to address all the concerns and needs. There will be affordable housing associated with the development, and so that likely will have an impact on the school district.
Heber Light and Power has contracted a study to evaluate burying high-power lines through the Heber Valley.
Our only role in this is there are a few areas that they have proposed the power line that are in the unincorporated area. The way the county looks at that, we do a conditional use permit. And so in those areas where there is a conditional use permit required, and they have applied for one, we have put that on hold until they go through their study.
Davis says the county approved a mixed-use development on the south side of River Road. It was approved a couple of years ago for a hotel with water park features. He's not sure when they plan to break ground on that project. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.